Bonnie Raitt, something to talk about. We always have something to talk about when we do Chamber Chat. It does. And, you know, Chamber Ambassadors, they come from all walks of life. Here in the WGHN studio, we have Dan Heimler from Watchdog Cyber. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Mary Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning. Still cold out there? Yeah.
Just a little. It's nice.
I know.
It's nice.
Actually, yeah, I don't mind it at all.
I don't. I got my hot chocolate over from Sidebar, so I'm good.
Did you get your hot chocolate?
I did.
You don't drink coffee in the morning?
I don't, no.
Okay, I don't know how anyone, I can't function without it. And it, just trust me, I can't function without it. In fact, I was looking for Keurigs all over the place this morning. You are new to the chamber as an ambassador.
Yes.
What has that been like for you?
As an ambassador, it's been interesting because when Heather took over her position with the chamber, I've seen her at events. Ever since I moved over here 3.5 years ago, I got involved with the chamber.
Ah, okay.
So I go to all the events. I kind of asked them what to do, and they directed me what to do. So she kept telling me, you're already doing everything that an ambassador does.
Just so why don't you just be one,
right, just be one.
Wow.
My joke to her was that she wanted to get to 25, and I said, when you get 24, call me, and then that way I can say you saved the best for last. But so
I love it. So now you're a chamber ambassador.
Yes.
So now you see what, you know, so you say you moved here 3.5 years ago. You see what other people may see if they're new to town, if they're a new business. And, you know, you always can tell when someone's new because they walk into a chamber event and they're kind of like, I really don't know anybody. You're going to be that person that's going to go up to them, talk to them, and find out who they are.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I would say you'd have to be somebody that likes people and that likes to talk. And you have to be naturally curious, I think, to be a chamber ambassador because you're getting to know people.
Right. You have to help, and that's what the chamber does.
You want to be able to help.
Right. It helps businesses kind of get acclimated to what's going on in
the
community,
get
some introduced to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's helped me with.
I've met so many incredible people, and the chamber is a very active chamber. It's amazing to me how many new businesses they add every week.
Right.
I'm like, man, you guys are really getting it done. Tell us a little bit about your business, Watchdog Cyber.
So we're a cybersecurity company. We do cybersecurity and compliance. What a lot of people think is that IT is cybersecurity, and they're not the same.
No.
So we don't do support. We're not an IT company, nothing with hardware. It's basically cybersecurity and compliance. So think of it as if somebody has a cybersecurity insurance policy, now there's requirements that the underwriters are looking for.
Oh.
So a lot of companies will just say, yes, we do that. Yes, 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 yes.
Sure.
And what they don't realize is that their claim may be denied because they're not doing what the requirements say. And so we go in and just help them understand what's going on with that. And then along with other compliance issues that PCI for payment card industry for credit card processing. There's HIPAA for health.
Healthcare.
So yeah, there's a lot of things that, companies have just kind of flown by the seat of their pants with, and now they're starting to realize. I'd say the last year, we've been very busy. And
why do you think that is, though?
Well, I think there were some big breaches last year that caught people's attention, and so now ownership, leaders of businesses are starting to look at, hey, where are we at with this stuff?
Yeah.
And want to try and understand a little bit more instead of just hearing, oh, yeah, we're all set. Yeah, we're all set.
Right.
Got that covered. They want to know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a risk assessment. We'll do a penetration test and find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Can a cyber criminal get into their environment?
Wow.
Can they steal their data? Can they, you know, when a breach happens, that's when compliance really becomes an issue because
That's scary.
It is. It's very scary because now the compliance police come in and they want to see what you've been doing, and it becomes a nightmare.
Wow. People can go to watchdogcyber.com. But I would imagine as being a chamber ambassador, when you're meeting, you know, other ambassadors, or you're at a chamber event and you're talking with businesses, your business comes up in conversation because it just does.
It does.
So it kind of goes hand in hand. I like that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Golf. I've golfed a lot this year.
Did you golf at the chamber event? How did you do?
You know, unfortunately, I've done it the last few years that I've been here, but this year I had a conflict, and we had another event that same day.
Yeah. So you like to golf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll be golfing through October, probably.
I will be. Actually, I'm golfing Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I just like to drive the golf cart. I know nothing about golfing. And
that could be fun, too.
Well, it can be fun. It can be fun. I just love the whole ambassador program. I've met so many people, and what's really interesting to me, Dan. Every ambassador that I talk to, they've got a different take on what their duty is and how they see their vision,
right,
you know, for the city. So you go to a lot of the chamber breakfasts and you'll go to the different events and whatnot,
right,
and,
right,
and just kind of be there and be an ambassador. So how long have you been an ambassador? How long has
Two
it been?
2 months.
Oh, it hasn't been that long at all.
Right.
Wow.
I don't even have my name tag yet.
Oh, you don't. That's right. You guys have to wear name tags.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, it's all good. I think when Mark took over as president, he introduced a lot of new programs.
He has,
and that's been very helpful. There's a roundtable sessions. I know you guys have talked about it before. I'm part of the CEO roundtable.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so you just having that collective of people to talk about, especially at that level, you need to some advice.
Sure.
You need a soundboard for people.
Yeah, you do.
So
you're right.
It really gives us that to talk to and get different inputs.
Yeah.
And it's nice. So I know they have the HR, they have the manufacturing roundtables.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And manufacturing is huge in Ottawa County. It's still the number one business, I believe.
Yep, it is.
That employs people.
It is.
So, wow, that's interesting. So lots to do with the chamber. They always have something going on, those people at the chamber. They're always so busy.
Very true.
I will tell you. Well, it's so nice to see you again.
You too.
How do you like our new dig?
I love it. Yeah, this is great.
The office is beautiful, isn't
it?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, we moved our studio, everybody, and so we're sharing the space with someone, Melissa Myers, and it's a beautiful suite. She's done incredible stuff with it, but we've just sort of moved down the hall. But I like this studio. We still have the view, right?
Right.
And it's a little smaller. It's just a little more intimate,
yes,
I think, you know?
Yeah.
So I like it. Good to see you. This has been another edition of Chamber Chat.